Do you hold on to any myths? By definition, I'm talking about a myth as a widely held false belief or idea. A myth can help us narrate our life story, and a myth can have a sense of mystery, as it seems really unexplainable and yet undeniably real. Hi, I'm John Comstock, and would you believe that myths hold us back from being healed from our problems, even sexual behavior? Let me explain. In John chapter 5, we read about a myth propagated by the Greeks and their belief in a pagan god. The myth people believed was that there were natural springs where the pagan god would stir the water and healing miracles could happen for those who could get in the water when it was stirred up. The sick would bathe in the water. They would chant, fast, and pray near the water, waiting for it to be stirred. One man, paralyzed for 38 years, was waiting near the water when Jesus walked by and asked a rather strange question. He asked, "Do you want to be healed?" The paralyzed man explained that he did want to be healed, but he had no one to help him get into the water when it was stirred. Then, the miracle happened when Jesus spoke to him and told him to get up, pick up his mat, and walk. Of course, the man picked up his mat and walked away. While we might want to focus on the physical healing, perhaps the greatest miracle was dismantling the myth that had ruled the man's life. So if you are struggling with problematic sexual behavior, my question today is not whether or not you want to be healed. If you confess to it being a struggle, I think you want to be healed, or you wouldn't be struggling with it. Here is the question I have for you. Are there any myths you might believe that are keeping you stuck? Gabor Mate, a physician and expert in addiction, makes the case that unwanted addictive behavior is most often a response to suffering. Focusing on changing the behavior without first considering the emotional and psychological suffering the behavior is attempting to medicate is not the recipe for long-term sobriety. I think what Gabor is articulating is a truth Jesus understood. Jesus didn't merely want to heal the man from paralysis. Jesus desired to restore the man's identity and worth from being a victim of the myth so he could have a relationship with them. Let me illustrate the truth of this scripture with another story. A man named Joe saved his friend Brennan from dying of alcohol on the floor of his own home. Brennan returned to Florida 2 years later because he was desperate to reconnect with the man who saved his life. He called the AA office and discovered Joe's whereabouts. Unfortunately, he discovered his friend had relapsed into alcoholism and was in a rehab institute. As Brennan approached Joe in the rehab institute, he saw a man shaking violently from withdrawal. Grieving his friend's condition, he reached out his hand to greet him and heard Joe say, "Hey man, I need a dollar for some wine." Brennan said at that moment, he knelt beside Joe's bed. He grabbed his hands, looked at him in the eyes, and kissed his hands. Joe began to weep. Brennan said, "Joe didn't want more wine. He wanted what I wanted 2 years earlier when Joe found me on the floor of my own home. He wanted to be affirmed in his brokenness, loved in his loneliness, and relieved of the worst suffering of all, the fear of not being wanted and not being accepted." With that, here's today's challenge. Rather than focus on white-knuckling your way to overcoming your problematic sexual behavior, consider that your behavior may be an attempt to alleviate suffering. The suffering of persistent feelings like anger and anxiety, boredom, frustration, loneliness, and more. Give Jesus permission to come inside your suffering and to help you challenge the myth that porn will bring you the hope, healing, and intimacy you long to have in your life. Then explore with Jesus and a trusted friend some alternative ways you can alleviate the suffering when you experience it. Now, go win today.